Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Live from Munich, the only mark more useless than the Deutschmark.
Hello, I'm Mark Wilson.
And the striker who thought, oh, my shirt number, when Bayern said 9.
Hi, my name's Gordon Dale.
Wilson and Gordon DL, captained by Gordon Duncan. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes.
Duncan, and joining me tonight, you have Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Well, what an experience to be here in this city on this night, and the nerves going through the Scotland players right now must be palpable. It's an incredible occasion for Andy Robertson to lead the team out in the opening game of the Euros. We cannot wait.
Yeah, the excitement's just building up. You hear it, you see it in the streets, everywhere you're walking, Gordon, is just full of excitement. We're excited, everybody in this place is excited. Can't wait for tomorrow.
Not that much changes for you at home. It's 01419511025. We don't want to rub it in and make you jealous of what's going on in Munich. We would love for you to join us, so give us a call. We're here until 8 o'clock as normal, taking you through the big match build-up and trying to share with you a flavour of what's going on here in Munich. So do give us a call, join in the discussion, give us all your thoughts ahead of the big match, because we cannot wait. Mark Wilson, it is genuinely, not in the cliched sense, hard to put into words just what this city is like right now.
Well, it's unbelievable. I think we spoke the other day, I wasn't fortunate enough or old enough to travel away to Euro 96 or France 98, but you heard stories. But we've got our own stories to tell just from today only. And there's going to be more Tartan Army piling into this city tomorrow, just in time for the game. But it's been an incredible day from start to finish, packed everywhere.
This genuinely is the place to be in world football. Thousands and thousands, tens and hundreds of thousands are here. People have walked, people have cycled, people have flown from the other end of the world, and all eyes are on Munich ahead of this game tomorrow, Gordon DL. I didn't quite know what to expect. Nothing prepares you for this.
No, absolutely nothing. I was at 96 in England, Gordon, Scotland, Switzerland, but you walk into that square this afternoon, Mark, I, myself and you and some of the boys, and you just turn that corner and it's just a sea of the Tartan Army, people from all over the world. Are speaking to someone 2 minutes ago who's flown in from Australia, 24 hours just to be here. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've brought something out in this guy, because he was actually playing football, kicking an actual football in the square this afternoon.
Honestly, it is incredible, and it is just ramping up with every passing minute. Every minute that passes, we get closer to kick-off tomorrow, and it is party time in Munich. You almost forget there's a football game coming up and a football tournament. We hope Steve Clark's side can do the goods as well. So, 0141 951 1025 in the phones, at Clyde SSB on Twitter, and we're going to be hearing live from Scotland fans here in Munich as well between now and 8 o'clock. We're here in Scholars Lounge in the middle of Munich. It is buzzing, the big match atmosphere building already, so we'll hear from you at home and the fans inside this bar as well. But let's go semi-serious for a minute to set the tone. Let's move away slightly from the party atmosphere, because there is a football match tomorrow, in case you'd forgotten. There is a football tournament ahead, so let's get serious heads on and check in with Andrew McLean. These two, Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale, are drinking beer. here. This guy is doing the serious stuff. He has been at the Allianz Arena. He is speaking to Steve Clark. He's the one that's going to give us the lowdown on what has been happening in the Scotland camp. Andrew McLean is with us now. Andrew, take it away.
Yeah, certainly a bit more decorum here than there is where you guys are. There's a lot of serious business happening with Steve Clark speaking to the media, because of course it is that big game tomorrow, but you just need to look around this stadium. I drove past it on the motorway last night. You're actually struck by the magnitude of it, especially lit up. You can see it for miles. Then the press conference, the media room there, it's like a theatre. And Steve
Andrew McLean, he must do too much excitement. Oh, he's back. Andrew, can you hear us? Right, we'll get back to Andrew McLean. Too much excitement, clearly.
He's overboard.
It's all kicking off.
But look, Andrew's right. When we got to the airport last night, you take the taxi journey from the airport into the city centre, and one of the most striking images is that stadium lit up in red last night. Gordon Dale even got a photo, a good photo of it for his Instagram. But you just think of the buzz that those Scotland players must feel when they train there, and when they arrive at the stadium tomorrow, there will be thousands of the Tartan Army outside to welcome them. It must be an amazing feeling, and one that they can't wait for.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mark. I think that when you get out of the city and you see the support that Scotland have got here, if you're a player, you must thrive in that. You know what's happening. Of course, you know, social media now, they'll see all the pictures, they'll see all the videos. If that can't get you pumped up for the Euros, the opening game against the host tomorrow night, nothing can.
Yeah, it really is incredible. I did say we're looking for you to get in touch on the phones, as always. Nothing changes. You know Clyde One Super Scoreboard is the place to be for big match build-up. This is just a little bit different. 0141 951 1025 if you want to give us a call. I did say we would be checking in with some Scotland fans here in Munich as well. And there are only two men who are out running on the streets of Munich this morning. One was Mark Wilson, because he thinks he's still an athlete, but he's not anymore. The only other people who would be out running are players who are worried about being back in pre-season training. And I looked across the bar and we spotted Kilmarnock's Robbie Dees with a glass of water.
Yes, yeah, I was about to say, pint of water.
You were out running this morning.
Yes.
20 miles.
25 miles.
Marathon pace. How are you? Good to see you.
All the better after my pint of water, aye.
How good is this for the people back home? Because listen, these guys played a bit of a long time ago now. For mere mortals like me, never experienced anything remotely like this, but even for guys like yourself, caught up in how good this is.
Oh, amazing, amazing. I grew up, and people used to ask you, which club do you support? I was one of those guys that used to be like, aye, Scotland, one of those weirdos. Scotland's my club. Not even a club, it's your country. So to be here, finally, at a European tournament, a finals tournament, is amazing. Obviously, the last Euros I wasn't able to go to, and I've managed to be here for a couple of days, and I'm absolutely delighted. I'm here with my family, having a great time, and I'm just trying to make the most of it for a couple of days that I can.
We're trying to paint a picture for the guys back home. It genuinely is, it's bigger and better than anything you could imagine, isn't it?
I've never seen so many kilts in my life. Honestly, it's amazing. It's brilliant. It makes you feel at home. In the fact we're in Germany, though, it's brilliant, honestly.
Gordon Dale's been married 3 times, and even he's never seen this many kilts. That's quite something. When are Kilmarnock back in pre-season training? Is this the final celebration, hopefully?
A week today, I'm back in for the bleep test, so...
Listen, if I know Derek McInnes, he'll give you an extra bit of time off, surely.
No comment.
On to the serious stuff.
Yes.
You'll be close to it. You'll have played against guys in the squad. How equipped do you think they are to go and do something special?
I mean, the qualifiers speak for themselves. The boys have done outstanding. And they deserve to be here, and they deserve to enjoy every moment. But honestly, I think if we're at it tomorrow, there's no reason why we can't get a result. And I feel like everyone feels the exact same. Albeit we've maybe struggled with results in the friendlies, but when it comes to qualifiers, Scotland
like they've been a different breed in the last couple of years, so that's the most important thing.
See, I love this, because I feel like most of you footballers act like you're above this stuff. So what's it like when you are up against guys that ultimately you're a big fan of? Come to watch the major tournaments, Callum McGregor or whoever it may be.
You can't wait to get about it. You want to prove yourself, you know what I mean? You want to prove yourself, and to play against the likes of Cal and that is... It's what everyone here wants to dream of, so the fact that I've got that chance, but I'm here supporting because I grew up supporting Scotland, so that's why I'm here.
So you don't have your bits with you just in case there's a few injuries?
I've got my own injuries, not my bits. Unless Mark's got his bits, then I might have a chance.
Maybe the next World Cup.
Maybe, exactly, you're right.
Is that the way you look at it? Like,
100%.
We've
done amazing this season. And it's all about going on for there to do better things, and that's what my plan is for the next couple of years, to go on and do better than what I've done last season. I made the step up to the Premiership, so I hope I do the same exact same next season.
Man, honestly, if I was sitting in your position, that'd be exactly my thought. You know, a big Scotland fan, but how well you've done this season, how well the team's done, I would have one eye on the next major tournament if possible, because it's a realistic opportunity for you. So fair play to you coming out here and supporting the guys, but we might be sitting in a pub somewhere for the next tournament talking about you.
Nah, I appreciate that. I mean, I've had a couple of jokes with my family and friends that are here, and that is my goal at the end of the day, is to represent my country no matter where it is, no matter if it's a final tournament, just to get a call up. That's the ultimate dream for me, and a lot of people know that, but to be here, to actually to have the atmosphere and go to the game is brilliant, because in the last few years it's been tough being a Scotland fan. It's been tough. I know you can better than anyone. It's tough.
Brilliant. Robbie Dees, Kilmarnock defender and big Tartan Army fan, clearly. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. Cheers, we'll see you out pre-season training in the morning.
I hope I done it.
Apple juice.
The apple juice is going in the tree.
It's a bit fizzy. I don't know anything about these things. Thanks again.
Cheers,
to Robbie for joining us. Like I say, you can give us a call on the phones at 01419511025, and hopefully we'll speak to some more fans here in Munich as well. We try again with Andrew McLean. We try again with our reporter who's there in amongst the Scotland camp. Andrew, let's do it.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me all right this time. I was just talking about when you left me there about the magnitude, not only of this stadium, but of the game as well. The world's media with the eyes on this one. Steve Clarke mentioning it at the start of his press conference, saying just how busy it was with the cameras, how many journalists from all different countries were in there. Some good news straight off the bat as well. Steve Clarke saying the whole squad is fit and firing and desperate to be in that team tomorrow. All 26 of them vying for a place in that starting lineup. You can tell how huge the occasion is from the number of fans around the city, just walking around, seeing exactly what's happening. But Steve Clarke says they won't get distracted by the sideshow of the opening game of the tournament. He says they just have the belief that they can get a result tomorrow.
Listen, we know it's a big game, but for us it's the opening game of a four-team section, three matches. We know what we have to do to qualify out the section, and that's all we're focused on. The enormity of the opening game and whatever, that's a little bit of a sideshow, and hopefully we don't get too involved in that. One of the mantras that I've always had is respect everyone and fear no one. So we come here with a lot of respect for the host nation. We know they're a good team. But hopefully on the night we can show that we're a good team as well. We believe we can get a result every time we go to the pitch. Otherwise, what's the point of going to the pitch? So we've prepared well. We think we're ready, and hopefully you see that tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was speaking to loads of fans today, out and about, excited. Some were just coming up to the stadium just to have a look about, to see what the scene is like. Not many of them lucky enough to get tickets to come to this fabulous stadium. But, you know, a lot of them, you know, their first abroad tournament, some of them taking their children to their first ever abroad tournament because, you know, of COVID as well. Just getting here is an achievement. You can see that from the excitement on the faces of absolutely every Scotland fan that is over here. And Steve Clarke says they should be immensely proud that they've made it to a second consecutive Euros.
I mean, a long time since 1998 when we actually travelled abroad to be involved in a major tournament like this. It's why the nation's so excited, I think. The last Championships was obviously COVID affected, so we're proud that we've managed to do back-to-back qualification for European Championships. Hopefully at the end of this tournament we're proud that we've achieved something a little bit more special in regards to Scottish football.
it's actually interesting, while that clip of Steve Clarke was playing there, I looked to my right, going into the bathroom next to me was Ilkay Gundogan. Some big names here. Per Mertesacker, the former Germany centre-back, is milling about the place as well. I was told that Mats Hummels was just walking around the city centre earlier on with some of his friends as well. You've also got to think about some of the Scotland players that aren't getting to experience this. The likes of Lyndon Dykes, who has travelled with the squad but won't play, Aaron Hickey, Nathan Patterson, Ben Doak, who all pulled out through injury. But you've got to then look at the players whose task it is to try and create history. How big would it be for these players to be the first ever Scotland team to get to the knockout stages? There have been some excellent teams as well that haven't managed it, and that is the one thing that is on Andy Robertson's mind. He says that the chance to become legends is the biggest driving factor for him.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's what all of us want. We know that's what's at stake. And like I said previously, look, what's the worst that can happen? You know, the worst that can happen is you join the list of so many, you know, good Scotland teams that fail to make it out of the group. So, but the flip side of that is, like you say, is we can be the first team ever to do that. And that has to be something that, you know, we've got a lot of incentives to go and do well, but that's the main one, you know, to become, like you say, a legendary squad that we would go down as, to be that first team to make it into the knockouts. Then that has to drive us forward. We've got a lot of motivation, and so do every nation, coming to these major tournaments, and you feel how excited everyone back in the country is. But you know, that one for me is one that's driving us forward, and to be the first team to be in the knockout groups, because you never know what can happen in the knockout stages. But we have to get there first. Like I says, we're in a difficult group. We've got three good teams in there with us, and we have to be at our best in every game to have a chance of that. And if we do that, then, you know, let's see where we are on the 23rd of June.
Yeah, that is all from Steve Clarke and Andy Robertson today. They sense the excitement. They know that they need to temper that, because it is a big game. You can't let the emotions get the better of you. But Steve Clarke saying that there's been a real edge to training this week, and that's the type of thing he really wants. He wants his team to be right on that edge, competing against a really good Germany side. It's going to be an incredible game tomorrow. There is already an incredible Scotland support here in Munich. I can't wait for it. You all can't wait for it. And I'll join you in the pub later on.
Mark Wilson, everything about this is coming together to make it just a really special experience. That stuff all goes hand in hand. It means so much to these fans because of what Steve Clarke and the team are doing on the pitch. But what they're doing on the pitch also relies on how special this is to the fans. It's the perfect combination. All those years that we were absent from international tournaments, yes, there was Euro 2020, but this feels like a proper one. It's in Germany, one of the footballing destinations anywhere in the world. It's the opening game. It's against a footballing superpower. You could barely come up with a better set of circumstances.
Oh, without doubt. It's certainly a special occasion for everyone involved. And you've got to give huge credit to the manager, and Steve Clarke, since he took the reins at Scotland. You know, qualified for the Euros, then got to a World Cup playoff that we narrowly missed out on, and then to the finals in Germany, a real tournament where the full country, it seems, has travelled away to this city. But to be involved in the opener, that's just the icing on the cake for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. I think that we can look at the scenes, like say today and tomorrow, with the supporters, but the team is here. They're in a competition, and they're in a real, real difficult game tomorrow night, the opening against the host nation. But Steve Clarke is confident of his team, confident of his players, and so is the Tartan Army.
We want to share this with you, though. If you're back at home, please do give us a call right now, 0141 951 1025, and we'll speak to you next.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Live from Munich, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, welcome back to Munich. To make it all about us for a second, it's been pretty special to walk around this famous footballing city today, Mark Wilson, hear people chanting the Clyde One Super Scoreboard tune.
Quite unbelievable.
Now we've brought a bit of it here to Munich as well. Can't beat it.
Well, you can. I mean, I was out here early morning and it was quiet out in that square, and by the time we'd got back here, about what, at 10:30, 11 a.m, thousands had descended just as we were coming in here. That seems to have tripled. You can't move outside in the square for Scotland fans, and in here where we are in Scholars Bar, it's packed as well, so you can't hear us that well back home. It's nothing to do with us.
Yeah, you need to be here to believe it, Mark. I was the exact same. I didn't know what to expect, and this morning just coming in, you're thinking, right, what sort of a, you know, size of Tartan Army's going to be in that square? It's incredible, Gordon, absolutely incredible, and people from all over the world enjoying themselves, and we're so much looking forward to tomorrow night's game.
Honestly, try going anywhere with these two worldwide celebrities, if the last day is anything to go by. 0141 951 1025. Not only are we going to be speaking live to fans here in Munich, we want you to join in from home as well. You are the stars of this show all season long, so just because you can't make it over doesn't mean you're being left out. Let's go to Andrew in Kirkintilloch, who's going to kick things off on the phone lines. How are you, Andrew?
Oh, I'm all right, mate. Enjoying the buzz, but I'm a bit jealous and a bit raging.
FOMO. FOMO, they call it, Andrew.
Yes. Well, like, we obviously watched them qualifying, and we were, me and the wife and the wee Ian were going to go and booked to go up to Munich, but then realised we're going to Metzko on Saturday.
Listen. As substitutable
choice, Andrew.
Mexico will be fine, but you will need to reassess your options in the future. It's the next World Cup that's in Mexico, remember? So just stay there for a bit, and we'll try and catch up. What is the mood like back home, Andrew? I keep saying this stuff; it's not meant to rub it in. This is incredible. How's it feeling back home?
Buzzing. Do you know what? There is a sense of, do you know what, a bit of optimism. I mean, I think I can tell, which isn't really the happiest place in the world, but everybody's like, no, we can do well.
I'm just 2 minutes up the road. Andrew,
I didn't know that Kirkintilloch was like a particularly unhappy place.
It's got a great coffee shop though, is it not?
It's the people that live there.
Aye, pretty much, mate. Aye, it's the people who live here. But no, everybody, like, I get the sense that everybody, I think we need to temper our expectations for the first game, but we'll get through the group, 100%.
Well, 100%. That's good enough. That's good enough for me, Mark Wilson. Look, up until this point, until tomorrow, when we start to find out, all you can do is hope that there is that excitement. That doesn't mean you lie and overinflate your thoughts on what you think Scotland can do. But, and again, I appreciate not everyone might be big fans of the national team, but if we're going to spend so many years in the international wilderness and moan and moan and moan about those years, you've got to embrace times like these.
Oh, without doubt, and get behind the team at all costs. And that means if the team doesn't pick up points tomorrow, I think we're still in with a chance. I think Andrew makes a good point. I think in years gone by, in major tournaments, if you lose the first game historically, then there's every chance that you're heading out. I think with the reformatting of the tournament, the Switzerland game coming second, if Scotland have to lose tomorrow, it's certainly not the end of the world. I think there's still enough confidence and enough, you know, belief in the camp to beat Switzerland and take us to the last game and progress out the group.
Yeah, things have changed a bit, Gordon. You can recognise that it's a great achievement to be here, and particularly the way that we went through qualification. It was very straightforward, very un-Scottish. That doesn't mean you just make up the numbers. There's now a job to be done.
No, I agree, and I don't think that Steve Clarke's that type of head coach, manager, whatever you want to call him. He's been terrific since he came into the job, Gordon. He's got a great bunch of guys there. They work very hard. They're well organised. Look, I know a lot of Scottish fans maybe back home are looking at this and thinking, well, tomorrow night's game, it's a host, it's Germany. You know how good they are. But just getting the feeling walking about this afternoon, I think a lot of Scottish supporters here fancies to get something. You know, if we could start in a positive, I think it would be an absolute brilliant start to the tournament for us.
Andrew, where do you get the confidence from? Because, yes, we've done great, but you just look at this place and the size of the task and the German team that's going to walk out there tomorrow as well. What makes you think Scotland can cause an upset?
You know what, they are big, but we also beat the last ones we drew against. I mean, that is going to be one of your biggest enemies, biggest rivals. So, do you know what, go there with your heads held high, lad, and then just play a game of football that we know we can play. And then we'll take it after that. I think it's more important that it's the two games don't go there with a sore face, and then take the other two games as it comes. And then I think we've got enough to beat Switzerland and Hungary.
The brutal nature of this, Mark, and again, we're not used to it. See, really, really, when you reflect on the previous Euros, it gets packaged up as sort of disaster or an embarrassment. What can really damage you in this sort of format is one bad performance. The Czech Republic result was bad, and it killed it, because actually a draw at Wembley was pretty good, and you were probably up against it against Croatia anyway. So if you can't win this game, lose it in the right manner, and then make sure that you're good to go thereafter.
Well, I think so, and I think Steve Clarke will certainly be looking at it in that respect. He will have the team very well organised, so even if they do lose, and I'm touching wood here, we hope it's not a heavy one, but we've got the squad and the belief and the forward-thinking players then to go into that second game much more optimistic, maybe much more on the front foot, because you're right, this group, and the majority were in this group, you know, played against England, put in a very good performance. I believe that England team is better than this Germany team that we're playing tomorrow night. Now, different circumstances when you've got, 80,000 or whatever in the Allianz Arena compared to the COVID times, but they should take confidence from their performance at Wembley.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. I think if you can do it against England and they were a host, then you can come over here and do it against Germany. I just worry that everybody's looking at tomorrow night thinking, right, okay, we'll take the defeat and then we'll get in and win one or two games. I think we're a better team when everybody races off, Gordon. I think the guys will be well organised. The most interesting thing for me tomorrow night, what's Steve Clarke starting 11? That's going to be so, so important.
Well, why don't you tell us, give us your thoughts, give us a call, send us a tweet, walk up to us if you're here in Scholars Lounge in Munich and let us know who you think should play. Some of them will be nailed on. Are there question marks in central defence? Are there one or two maybe in that midfield? Something's got to give. They can't all fit in. Ryan Christie and Billy Gilmore and McTominay McGinn and Callum McGregor, is one of them going to have to give? And obviously this rumbles on. Who leads the line? Lauren Shankland or Shea Adams? Do give us a call. Andrew, how are you going to plan on watching this in Mexico? Do you think you'll manage?
The opening game at home, fly out early, and then hopefully the hotel will put something on for us. Like, we have to see. I hope there's a lot of English here that we can rub the face.
Well, hopefully Andrew enjoys his holiday. I tell you what, I know he's got FOMO, but if you're kicking back in an all-inclusive in Mexico whilst watching Scotland beat Germany, you will manage to enjoy that.
Yeah, I think Andrew and his family will enjoy it, but I'll tell you what, the people that are here in Munich will probably enjoy it a lot better if we can get a result tomorrow night.
Some people in that square think they're an all-inclusive. The amount of beers I'm seeing, probably some of them have run out of money already. It's not even past day one.
It's only say I've seen Scottish fans walking about with wristbands on.
No, I'll tell you the story that sums up the Scotland fans from earlier. If we're going to talk about alcohol, and please drink responsibly, you know I'm encouraged to tell you that, even in one of the beer capitals of the world. How fitting that we finally make a tournament and get sent to one of the beer capitals of the world. Never let it be said that Scots aren't entrepreneurial. We met a bunch of Scotland fans. Now, if you listen to the show regularly, you'll remember, because they called in from the ferry on their way over a couple of days ago. Now, what they had done before they had arrived, they had gone to a popular wholesaler, rhymes with Moscow, and they had purchased a box of what we will call tonic wine, a specific type of tonic wine, and they were then selling it to people in the main square here in Munich this afternoon.
But only the Scottish people and these guys were brilliant. It was half bottles, and I'll tell you what, they were making a fortune off it.
It was a tenner a bottle, Mark Wilson, a half bottle. I don't know what the going rate is back home. Are they making a few quid?
By the time we left, Dad went up to 20 quid a bottle, so those boys are going straight in an all-inclusive holiday to Mexico after that with our rotatings.
Incredible. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to get some more live reaction from here in Munich as well. But let's go back to the phones just now and bring in Jim, who's in Rutherglen. How are you feeling, Jim?
How you doing, guys? I'm Jim from Rutherglen. Just want to say, love your show, by the way. Love your show. I'm really pumped for Germany. Oh, God, I can barely hear you. I think we're going to get a goal. I think we're going to maybe beat Germany 1-0. I've just got something in my bones. I think we've got something in my bones. Germany 1-0 against Germany in the first game.
I really hope so. I really hope Jim's right. 1-0 Germany, says Mark Wilson. I think the emotional problem I'm having as a Scotland fan is you can build the case any way you want. There is a possibility, maybe, the pressure of playing at home. Maybe that is a factor. Maybe that gets to Germany. Maybe they've not quite done the great things recently that's expected of them. Or maybe some of their unbelievable world-class players show up and make it really tough for Scotland.
Well, without doubt, you know, being host always comes with pressure, and I don't think the German players are any different from any other host nation. There's an expectation with playing at home, and so they will feel that, but it's up to us to make the most of that and make it really difficult for them. Look, and the flip side of that, these players all play in the world stage and top European competitions, so they can handle pressure. It's why they're playing at the top end of the game. But look, let's be honest, we've got to hope that some of their outstanding world-class players have off days. That's as simple as that. And we hope that the 11 or whatever substitute Steve Carter make, all of us are on the ball, performing to our highest level to get anything out of this game.
Gordon, I mean, sometimes the old cliches are the best. They do just sum it up about play the game, not the occasion. There must be a balance to be struck. Any Scotland player who says they can treat this like another game is obviously lying. How could you? The build-up has been off the scale. They're then going to walk out there tomorrow. They're going to have all the opening ceremony to deal with. Genuinely, the eyes of the footballing world will be on it. How do they handle that?
Well, that's up to Steve Clarke and the management and the coaching staff, Gordon. Before they go onto the pitch, I'm sure they'll have a few words of encouragement. Look, you touched on the Germans there. The Germans are a host nation. In years gone by, they were absolutely terrific. I don't think they're as good as everybody is making out to be. Also, the fact that there's so much pressure on them, they're firm favourites to win the opening game tomorrow night. I think that could play right into our hands. I really do. If we're organised and we defend well, I think from middle of front, we'll get players that can hurt Germany.
Jim, is this all about sort of harnessing what we did at the start of this campaign? You look at Spain, you look at the character shown.
I mean, I think what you did at the start of the campaign, the games that really mattered, and we won them 5-5, 15 points at 15. And I think it's with that kind of belief, I just have a wee sneaky feeling we're going to get a 1-0 win. And I think I've got my 11 so far. Actually, I've gone in goals, Tierney, Hanley and McKenna, and a free midfield, but also dropping off would be Robertson, McGregor, McTominay, Gilmore, and then pushing up front a wee bit McGinn to help Shanks and Forrest up front.
Oh, wow, he's gone for some interesting shouts. I don't know if we'll see James Forrest mark that. Steve Clarke, that would be a real shock.
Well, I certainly would, where James Forrest was sitting in January, limited game time at Celtic, to being drafted in the squad by an Indian summer for him at the end, to then start on the opening game. I think it's a bit of a far push, so I wouldn't expect to see Forrest. I think the team will be pretty simple. I think there's one or two decisions. One in the back three that Steve Clarke has to make, and one in the midfield area. If it's going to be Gilmore, McGregor sits, or does McTominay go in the deeper role and they put Ryan Christie up there with John McGinn to support? Well, maybe three decisions. Who plays up front? I believe it will be Adams that will play up front.
Yeah, Mark's right. I think there are three key decisions for Steve Clarke tomorrow night, Gordon. But interesting, we'll have callers tonight, and they'll all sort of disagree on their favourite starting 11. Mark's right about the back. One's going to play there. Middle of the park, I think it's Gilmore or Christie. I think the other three are stuck on. And then, who is going to lead the line tomorrow night in the opening game? Is it Adams or is it Shankman?
What do you think? Jim's told us what he thinks. Mark and Gordon have told us what they think. Want to get as many opinions as possible back home and here in Munich as well. 0141 951 1025 in the phones, and we'll go back round about these fans for their opinions next.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Live from Munich, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Live from Germany with UK debt experts. The national team helping you tackle your debt. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Yes, Clyde Home Super Scoreboard live in Germany, live in Munich. And big thank you to the guys at UK Debt Expert. They have sent us over here. We're live from Scholars Lounge in Munich tonight, tomorrow. And then a special show on Saturday from the Olympia Park Fan Zone between 2 and 4 as well. So thanks again to the guys at UK Debt Expert. They've helped over a quarter of a million people deal with debt. That's five times the capacity of Hampden and 45,000 of those in Scotland as well. So if you're struggling, get the help you need. UKDebtExpert.co.uk. Now, Mark Wilson, Gordon Dalziel, we are taking calls from home as always, but we're getting a live reaction from fans here in Munich as well. I'm pleased to say Ryan has pulled up a chair. Ryan, how are you? Where are you from?
I'm for Steps. How are we doing, guys? How's things, everyone?
All good, all good. I think Ryan's brought a
DJ Ryan.
DJ Ryan, no.
Ryan's brought a 2,000 strong fan club with him by the looks of it. Ryan, again, help me, because even though I'm supposed to be paid for this stuff, I'm running out of words to sum up just how special today has been in Munich.
Oh, it's been incredible, absolutely incredible. Everywhere you go, you hear the pipes. The sun's been shining. It's been a special, special day. A special couple of days, and I think it's going to continue over the next few days. It's going to be incredible.
I mean, you are clearly quite a young man. People at home can't see you, but you're sitting next to Gordon Dalziel, looking $1 million next to him, which I have to say is maybe not that difficult, but we'll get to that later. Did you think, growing up watching Scotland, maybe these days would just pass us by?
Aye, nah. My dad always used to go on about France 98. I never thought we'd get another opportunity like this, and as soon as we get the chance, I was like, to the boys, we need to get over here. And it's incredible. It's been so good. It's been so good to look. $1 million right to Gordon Dalziel. See if you're sitting next to Gordon, he actually looks better than what you give him credit for, to be honest. But
he's okay for 62, I'll give him that. What was the journey like? Was it straightforward? Did you have a few planes, trains and automobiles?
So not like the boy that flew to Agadir Dublin the other day that I heard. Mine was actually alright. I booked it really early. I was straight Edinburgh to Munich. I was switched on, but my pals were everyone else was flying all over the place, and I was in Munich for a good few hours before any of my pals got here. So it's been good. Everyone's together now and we're all buzzing.
Talk to us about football then. What are the thoughts? What were you thinking? Because at the moment it just feels like a party, and then you forget almost the main event still to come.
I know, you're right. It's the fact that the game's tomorrow is quite surreal, to be honest. I think as long as we're in the game at half time, as long as we stay in the game at half time, I've got a good chance. I think we've got a good chance. We've got players that can hurt Germany in the break. Our midfield is maybe not as good as theirs, but it's no far off. And I think if we stay in the game at half time, we've got a good chance. So hopefully a 2-1 Scotland win.
Gordon, I don't think this is anything new, but is it about our midfield really, really showing why it's considered by far the strongest department of our team?
Yeah, we've certainly got quality in there. I think Ryan's right. If we can get to half time in a good place, we'll get players in there, and we've showed in the past that can score goals and hurt opposition. So I'm looking forward to that. But we've got to defend. First and foremost, we've been leaking silly goals, but I'm not too concerned about that. We've got to defend, be solid, and give ourselves an opportunity. Just asking Ryan, are you one of the lucky ones? You got a ticket?
I don't have a ticket, mate. No, I'm one of the your nose handsome, sorry. No. I'm one of the fan zone warriors, but that'll still be good. It'll still be a great day. What a buzz.
Let's go quick fire then. Who leads the line, Shankland or Adams?
I think it's got to be Adams for his mobility. Run the defence, and I would probably play Christie off him as well for his work rate.
So who misses out then? No Billy Gilmore?
Well, the thing is, I don't know how people know whether Scott McTominay's fit or not. So if McTominay's fit, Gilmore drops, but it depends if he's match fit or not. If not, then it'll be Gilmore and McGregor.
We heard from Steve Clarke at his press conference, Mark, something that he also said is that everybody is fit and raring to go. You can take him at face value, or you can wonder maybe he's going to say that anyway regarding Scott McTominay.
Yeah, well, there's been fit, and then there's been 100%. 100% fit and ready to go. I think this tournament, I think we spoke about it last week as well, there'll be horses for courses that Steve Clark will be looking at the Switzerland game as well. And I agree with Ryan, I think Adams will lead the line in this one for his mobility, but I think Shankland will come in against Switzerland, and it might be the same in the midfield area also.
Ryan, you've been a top draw contributor to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. If these two ever retire, we will give you a call. Thank you very much.
Hey, won the Scotland, everybody, here we go.
Ryan in steps. Mark Wilson. The people here, Gordon DL, the people here in the pub can't even hear what we are saying. So I've got no idea why they're celebrating, but they can't even hear what we are saying.
Exactly. I just think it's the fact that Ryan was so good. He looked composed there, but you can just sense the atmosphere, Gordon. Everywhere you go, the guys are in great spirits here, full of confidence, and rightly so, enjoying themselves. It's been a long time coming. They're delighted to be here. Massive game tomorrow night.
Okay, 01419511025. Let's go back to the phones. It'll be a bit quieter in the city centre. That's where Justin is. Take it away, Justin.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All good, Justin. Just you take it away. I don't want to interrupt you with our background noise here.
Gordon, I'm sampling too much of that Munich water out there. I'm sure they'll be enjoying it for the rest of the day. But so my point was really for just really to go over a game tomorrow. Avenues that they can actually do really well in. But I think the most important thing to remember is Germany's not start particularly well in tournaments. He's not usually the knockout rounds that they start actually performing, or the bigger players start coming to the fore. And I just think there's a good opportunity tomorrow for the guys to actually take advantage of that in front of the home crowd, take advantage of the opening game and actually come out with a result tomorrow. I just wanted to see what the guys thought.
It's an interesting theory, Mark Wilson, because when you look at a tournament, even the teams that go on and win, even the teams that have good tournaments, they can have a blip in the group stages. Now, it would be lovely then if Germany's blip was to come against us. I don't then know what that means if they then get their act together and beat everyone else. And you know, I'll worry about the permutations at another time, but it is worth bearing that in mind. There have been some all-conquering teams in major competitions, but they don't always win every group game and win every group game well.
No, listen, if you go through major tournaments, I'm thinking off the top of my head, France had a bad start. Argentina, look at Argentina in the World Cup, how they started as well. So it is possible, but it's up to us to capitalise on when they aren't at their best, and can we take our chances. Now, I don't believe we're going to get a lot of chances, but if we get one or two, it's important we take it and make it as difficult as possible for the Germans.
Yeah, I think that I don't really care how big a player you are and a star in the games you've played in. I think the Germans will be nervous tomorrow night. Listen, they're the home country. They're massive favourites. They're opening the Euros. They're expected to beat Scotland. Now, if we can go out there and make it difficult, Ryan makes a great, great point. If we can keep in this game to half time and then just come out in the second half, we can put pressure on the Germans. Look, I'm not kidding myself on. I'll be difficult. I do not think this German side's as good as everybody's making out.
Oh, I like your confidence. What, Justin, where do you think Scotland can help Germany tomorrow then?
I think it's the middle of the park up front, to be totally honest. I mean, obviously you're talking about the two different types of striker with Shankland and Adams, but I would personally, if it was me, I would start with Adams with a bit of pace against them, aggressive, and then bring Shankland on with the kind of predatory aspect he's got and the physicality. But I think we've got to beat them. As I say, I don't think Germany are particularly historically good starters in tournaments. I think they kind of just scrape through, if you like, or get through the group state. to get through to the knockout stage, and then their big players start coming to the fore. But as I say, tomorrow I think there's a good chance we can pull something off tomorrow.
And on the local phone-ins here, Mark Wilson, the German fans are saying Scotland don't even get to tournaments normally.
Yeah, they probably will, you know, in the equivalent of our show over here. Like Justin mentions, the midfield area, and of course that's your strongest area, but they're not too bad in there either, are they? Tony Cruz has just come out of retirement after 3 years laid up, and it's no coincidence that the Germans have improved in that time. Gundogan in there as well, so they're incredibly strong, but it's up to guys to match them, and there's every chance they can.
Yeah, I agree. I think the midfield part is evenly balanced. I think we are really strong in there. I'll be interesting. Will he play Christie or will he play Gilmore? I think that's his big decision.
Yes, big questions to be answered by Steve Clark. As you can hear, it's a little bit of a different Clyde One Super Scoreboard tonight, coming live from Munich, but some things never change. Let's play this.
Beat the pundit with the Scottish Sun.
Best football news and opinion online. thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Now here's the thing, here's the fun bit. Will we get a live victim from the pub to play Beat the Pundit? I think we will. There's a few queuing up. They fancy their chances of knocking Gordon DL and Mark Wilson off their perch, so we will play Beat the Pundit after these.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Live from Munich, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live from Munich. Gordon DL and Mark Wilson joining me, Gordon Duncan, as we build up to the big game, the opening game of the Euros, Germany against Scotland. We have been soaking up the atmosphere all day long, and we want you to join in. You can still phone us, 01419511025, and we're getting some live reaction from fans here in Munich as well. Speaking of which, let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yes, it is Beat the Pundit time. It is Beat the Pundit with a difference, because not are we taking someone on in the phones, we've got someone live here in Munich to take us on. He's a big Scotland fan. His name is Conlon. Can we get a round of applause for Conlon, please? There we are. Conlon's got his fan club in. You two are up against it. You two are up against it. You and whose army, Mark Wilson?
This will be easy. We're used to dispatching people over the phone, but we'll have to do this guy in person.
Absolutely no chance.
Confident. Do you know what's mad about this, Gordon DL? This is absolutely true. Every detail of this. There are tens and tens and tens of thousands of Scotland fans here in Munich. I met this guy last night, and he said, I'm going to find you tomorrow, I'm going to play Beat the Pundit, and I'm going to wipe the floor with him. And here he is.
Yeah, brilliant.
I don't know how we found him again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's very, very confident.
May have been scared, but
his face has gone red and red every minute.
Not anywhere near as red as yours, Dazzler.
What he told me last night is that in his mind, Roger Hanna is top, and then it's him.
Andy Halliday, then me.
Oh, right, there we are. Humble, very humble of him as well. So he says Roger Hanna, Andy Halliday, and then him.
Oh. Then Kenny Miller as well.
He was giving me a quiz during the break there. He was asking me what's Ryan Porter's squad number.
Is that in there?
I think this guy, I think this guy's going to beat you. I really do. Right, what are we doing? Heads or tails? Don't even have a coin. We got a euro? Anyone? We're going to toss a coin? Who's got a coin? I don't know. Indy got a coin. Indy got a euro. Come on, hand it over. Live in the pub in Munich. Okay. Heads, it's Mark Wilson. Tails, it's Gordon DL. Let's do it.
Playing for tails.
Yeah, take a coin.
Gordon DL. against Conlon. How do you feel about that, Conlon?
Good luck, wee man.
Put the other headphones on, please, so you can't hear us. Where are you from, Conlon, by the way?
Stirling.
Okay, we'll try and get a little bit of hush. Try and get a little bit of hush in the room so that Conlon so that Conlon can get maximum concentration. I don't think that message is going to get through, but let's try it. Conlon, you've got 30 seconds. Mark Wilson, cover his eyes. I don't want him lip reading. Conlon, you've got 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer. Okay, Conlon from Stirling, live in Munich. Your time starts now. Who's the oldest player in the Scotland squad?
Ryan Jack.
Name either top scorer from Euro 2020.
Lukaku.
Which Scotland manager's won more games, Craig Brown or Steve Clarke?
Steve Clarke.
What is German for good morning?
Guten Morgen.
Name any current Scotland player playing outside of Europe for their club team.
Lewis Morgan.
What does the U stand for in UEFA?
Pass.
What Scotland player has played for Livingston, Motherwell and East Fife?
Pass.
Okay, let's bring Gordon Dale back. Oh.
How'd you do?
Conlon. Conlon's got his head in his hands, Gordon Dale. He's got his head in his hands, but I think he was okay.
Right, okay. He was
okay. Okay, let's give Gordon Dale. Same set of questions, Gordon Dale. Are you ready?
Go!
Your time starts now. Who's the oldest player in the Scotland squad?
Hamish.
Name either top scorer from Euro 2020.
Lukaku.
What Scotland manager has won more games, Craig Brown or Steve Clarke?
Craig Brown.
What is German for good morning?
Good morning.
Name any Scotland player currently who plays the club football outside of Europe.
Lewis Morgan.
What does the U stand for in UEFA?
United.
Which Scotland player has played for Livingston, Motherwell and East Fife?
Pass, no idea.
Okay, right. Okay, let's go through them. Let's find out the damage in the room. Question number one, who's the oldest player in the Scotland squad? None of you got it right. It is James Forrest. 0-0. Second question, name either top scorer from Euro 2020, with Cristiano Ronaldo or Patrick Schick. None of you got it right. 0-0. Which Scotland manager has won more games? Is it Craig Brown or Steve Clarke? You went Steve Clarke, Conlon. You went Craig Brown, Gordon Dale. It is Craig Brown. 1-0. 1-0 to Gordon Dale.
You're all right.
What is German for good morning? Guten Morgen. Conlon gets it. Conlon is back. He's level. 1-0. Name any current Scotland player playing club football outside of Europe. You both went Lewis Morgan. You are both correct. 2-0. You could have gone Jack Hendry, of course, as well.
Yeah.
What does the U stand for in UEFA? It's Union.
That's what I said.
You said United. No, you didn't. You said
no.
United. Union of European Football Associations. And finally, to win it, which Scotland player has played for Livingston, Motherwell, East Fife? Liam Kelly. Okay, what we're going to have to do, here is what we'll have to do for the tiebreaker. I will ask the question. Conlon, you will write the answer down, and I'll then invite Gordon Dale to give me his attempt, so don't show him the answer. The tiebreaker question is this. How many games will take place at Euro 2024? In total, write it down. How many games will take place at Euro 2024? Write it down, Conlon. Give us a guess. Let me see it. Show me. Okay, Gordon Dale, what are you going for?
I'll go 64.
Gordon Dale says 64. You don't know yet. Gordon Dale says 64. Conlon has gone 40. I can tell you one of you is only three away. And it's Conlon. Yeah! Conlon, you came on, you gave it the big build up, and you delivered on penalties.
Really? How does it feel? The audience love you.
Thank you, everybody! I'd like to give a special shout out to my dad, to Connor, to my gran, to everybody I know.
Brilliant, Conlon, well done, and well done.
In Germany.
Liam Kelly, how did I not get that?
You know, that's this guy in a nutshell. He can do it behind closed doors, but he can't do it in front of a live audience.
Would you have got the tiebreaker?
I knew it.
Homage. It is carnage in here in Munich, isn't it? It really is. How would you sum up this place, this atmosphere?
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible, Gordon. Do you know something? You can't imagine it until you're actually here sampling it. You know, just walking about in here tonight. Everybody's in terrific spirits. And I've got to say, even talking to the Germans over here, it's been so welcoming.
What German are you talking to?
Taxi driver.
Listen, he's right. I've never really travelled with the Tartan Army, but you hear so many good stories about the Tartan Army and how they influence a city and how they go on with the locals. And it's easy to see why. You know, everybody in good spirits. Well, everyone we've came across, and it looks like it's going to stay this way well into the early hours of this morning, tomorrow morning.
Now, it's not only the live audience here in Munich that we've got. We're taking calls from you, whether you're at home or maybe you're on the road, because I believe Tommy, Eddie and Stephen are from Knightswood, but you're on your way to us in Munich, lads. Is that right? Take it away. Tell us where you've been.
Hello there. How you doing, boy? How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, got you loud and clear. Just you take it away.
Don't worry. Well, we're heading up to the party. We set off there a day there. We drove down to Manchester, and we flew over to Hamburg, picked up a camper van, and we're just heading up. To Ingolstadt, we're going to base ourselves. But we're going to come up and we'll get you a pint. I don't know about the Dazzler, but we'll certainly get you guys a pint.
I think Gordon DL, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think you need one. I think you've crashed. I think you've had a long day. I think you're starting to flag.
Yeah, I certainly need something, but the atmosphere's keeping me going. But I'd like to see him, and obviously he'll be in here and buy us a few beers tomorrow to celebrate.
No wonder he's crashing. That's what happens when you go up at 5:30 and wake everybody up in the room alongside you. So no wonder he's crashing.
How was it, Mark Wilson? Because yes, Shea Adams or Lauren Shankland is an interesting question, but the question on everybody's lips really is, how did you two get on sharing a room? And of course your luggage didn't show up.
Yeah, it's been a traumatic 24 hours for me. The luggage was bad enough, but then this guy tasking me with finding an English channel on German TV, but he wasn't falling asleep. I found one channel, the news, and he was sleeping within 90 seconds, so that'll be put on again tonight.
Did you get a wee cuddle, Gordon Dale?
No, the beds are too far apart, but I'm going to move them closer tonight. I think I'll need a cuddle after a long, long day.
Right, what about the guys in the camper van then? Do you have tickets for the game, and how do you think the games are going to go?
Scotland 2-1. Definitely, and they'll play the two of them, play Shea Adams and Shankland up front.
Oh wow, Mark Wilson, Adams and Shankland, it's not happening, is it?
No, well listen, I would love it if we were good enough and we had that much control of the ball to allow us to do that, to get the ball to two up front, but in reality it's never going to be that way. We're going to have to be solid, we're going to have to be compact, we're going to have to be patient and then take our moment. We cannot afford to promote two up front. We're going to have a solid unit in the middle of that pitch.
No, we'll never go two up front, especially the opening game. Steve Clark's got his preferred formation. I'll be the usual three in the back, two wing backs, that box in the middle, and one up top. The question mark is, will he play Christian behind with his running power, or will he try and play Gilmore to keep the ball?
Back to the guys in the camper van. You can hear the atmosphere all already. How excited are you to get here? Is it going to be worth the long trip?
Worth it. Tell Dad for the 52 up tomorrow. He's going to bar.
It sounded like an insult to you, Gordon Deal, quite frankly. The line broke up a bit, but I'll take that. Thanks to the guys in the camper van. Hopefully we see you here in Munich very soon. Now, it could be a camper van, it could be a plane, it could be a boat, it could be a car, a bike. How's about walking from Hamden to Munich 1,000 miles? An incredible young man by the name of Craig Ferguson did just that. He walked 1,000 miles. So basically, he walked 500 and then walked 500 more, you know, as the song suggests. 1,000 miles to get here. He arrived today like an absolute celebrity. And Andrew McLean, our reporter, caught up with him earlier on today.
Craig Ferguson, the man that has walked from Hamden to Munich. What a reception you got. What did that feel like?
Mate, incredible. I mean, look at this. Honestly, I was saying there, I think this is officially my 15 minutes of fame because this is incredible. But honestly, to every person that's came down, thank you so much. I mean, the support means the absolute world to me, and it's what a response, honestly. The welcome was just more than I could have dreamt of.
I'm guessing there would have been some high moments and some low moments during all that. What kept you going?
Oh, for sure. Honestly, like, I'm not even just saying this, you know, moments that kept me going was digging deep and thinking about the finish line, thinking of moments like this, you know, saying what's it going to be like, the reception, but obviously having literally the full of Scotland back home as well, you know, cheering and everything. I mean, it's hard to not get the job done when you've got a full country back home supporting you.
How are the legs?
A bit tired. I am like that. I'm a wee bit shaky, but, you know, honestly, I think with the support that's been shown from everyone, honestly, I could have kept going and kept going because that's what it's meant to me, you know. So many people just constantly cheering me on, and honestly, it's been incredible.
And finally, you've got a ticket for the game tomorrow. How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, mate, I can't wait. I think it makes the walking, you know, the 1,000 miles a little bit less crazy, the fact that now I will actually be going to the game. I started this journey with just me, a bag, you know, no ticket, no nothing, just a stupid idea. And well, fast forward, you know, the 41 days, here I am, got a ticket, all this support, and we've raised over 50k for charity, so incredible.
Brilliant, well done.
Oh, what a legend, mate, thank you.
I mean, Gordon Deal, to put it into some context, you were putting plasters on your feet earlier because they were sore, and this guy walked 1,000 miles, and in incredible achievement for a really good cause, and a brilliant guy as well.
Not just that, Gordon, I think you touched on it there. We were very fortunate to meet him when he finished his journey, and he's a terrific, humble lad. We spent a bit of time with him, and I was asking him just briefly what his route was, and the first bit was from Hamden to Peebles, and I thought, that'd be enough for me. I'm finished, I'm getting the bus home. Incredible journey.
This guy thought he walked in the motorway. That was his question to him. Did you just walk in the motorway, and then where did you cut off? But what an incredible achievement, by the way, and what a reception he got in that square. I mean, it was like a superstar had walked in. I don't think he was quite expecting those numbers, but fair play to the Tartan Army.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gordon Deal, I had to laugh during his interview when he said that was his 15 minutes of fame. The guy's at about 6 hours of fame, and he is loving every minute of it, and rightly so.
Yeah, and he deserves every minute of it, to be honest with you, Gordon. It's a fantastic achievement for him. We're all delighted for him. Mark, right, when he walked into that square, he must have had the greatest buzz he's ever had in his life, because everybody surrounded him, everybody wanted to speak to him, everybody wanted to congratulate him. What an achievement, young man.
Well, we want to speak to you. We're taking calls as normal on 01419511025. We've got a live audience here in Munich as well. It goes without saying, a live audience, quite a few beers consumed. If you can hear any industrial language in the background, I am sorry if you're offended.
Stop,
but
it's
there was perhaps an inevitability about it, but I am sorry to those of you who don't like those sorts of things. But anyway, 01419511025. We'll take more of your calls next.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Live from Munich, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yeah. Yes, welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard live in Munich. It is getting louder and louder and louder because anticipation is building towards tomorrow night when it is showtime. I'm Gordon Duncan, Mark Wilson and Gordon DL join me here live in Munich. Now, usually at this time in the show, we would do a full-time teaser, and we always thank the good folks at Universal Interiors East Kilbride for helping us out, but I have to say, Mark Wilson, I think we'll have to scrap it. It is mayhem in here, and the best type of mayhem.
Well, we struggle with a full-time teaser every Thursday night as it is, never mind with these hundreds of people in front of us, so I think it's the best idea to scrap it.
Balance the show tonight, we would take calls from back home and we would have live guests with us here as well. So I'm pleased to say next up we've got Craig, who joins us. A round of applause for Craig. Craig, how are you? Where have you come from? How much are you enjoying yourself so far?
Gordon, I'm absolutely brilliant. So yesterday we left Glasgow around 9 o'clock, drove down to Birmingham, got a five and a half hour drive. And a wee couple of hours wait. Flight from Birmingham to Frankfurt, a 4 hour train, and now we're here.
Aye. Is it all worth it so far?
It's absolutely brilliant, Gordon, honestly. Right, it's one of the best experiences I've ever had. Maybe not too soon to say, I'm a Rangers supporter.
That's okay.
I've been to Seville a couple of years ago. This maybe trumps it.
Well, hope for a better outcome you will this time, I'm sure. And I mean, talk about the experience of a lifetime, getting to speak to Mark Wilson and Gordon DL.
Honestly, it's brilliant.
Super
watching, never mind speaking, it's been brilliant.
How many pints have you had?
Maybe a few.
He's had a few.
I have to say. Right, anyway, Craig, again, I think a real purpose for us is to try and involve the people back home, make them feel like they're here. How would you sum it up so far?
Honestly, it's been amazing. No need to rub any of the guys that couldn't quite make it here, but wow, it's been spectacular. Right, it's been a real togetherness, and you really realise why the Scottish are maybe as famous as they are.
And the question that I've been asking everyone, and the answer doesn't seem to matter, is do you have tickets for any game?
I do not.
Just here to soak up the atmosphere.
That was enough for us.
Well, when you think about it, essentially, so are we, because we'll be on air. Our very lucky colleagues, Gabriel and Andrew, they'll be at the games. They'll be reporting on them. We're just here for a good time.
But it's the next best thing, really. Just soaking up this atmosphere on the side. And Craig's right. When you go away with your club side to European games and you're together and it's a great experience, but obviously you've got friends that support different teams that you never get to experience anything like this. And the people we've met in the square today around the city, you know, there's so many Dundee United fans, Celtic fans, Rangers fans, everybody in the same group. It's a nice mix.
Gordon, on a scale of 1 to mortifying, how embarrassing is it when the Dundee United fans keep coming up to Mark Wilson?
Do you know something?
They love me.
He's actually loving it. I've never seen so many Dundee United fans come up and speak to him. The Celtic fans don't speak to him, but the Dundee United ones do.
Doing a half-time draw at Tannadice for the first game, I'll be hugely surprised.
Right, Craig, talk to us about football. What are you expecting on the pitch this week?
Well, I mean, hopefully some goals. That's all we can really hope for, to be honest with you. Obviously, we've had a few setbacks injury-wise and all that sort of stuff. Lyndon Dykes, not exactly an ideal situation, but hopefully Lon Shanklin, you've got Shea Adams there. If we set up the team, if we approach the game the right way, the sky's the limit, really.
As we said, look, there is a job to do. We don't know how it will go yet, but I'm sensing, I'm looking around, so many young Scotland fans here, a bit like yourself, who probably thought these days were just for other countries.
Imaginary stuff.
Is that why it feels all the more special?
100%, aye. Because obviously, as you say, you got a blend of environment as far as teams like around you are concerned, who supports who and whatever. And this is an opportunity to just kind of blend it all together and just makes it a special experience that way, aye.
Yeah, it really is. Your thoughts on the team tomorrow then, Lauren Shankland or Shea Adams, is that the main issue that people keep debating?
Maybe not so much from a bias point of view, but I'd have said Lauren Shankland would be my man. But it's all depending on how the team's kind of formed around them, sort of thing. So it's who's providing what and whatever. Shea Adams can play the ball a little bit, he can drop back and all that sort of stuff. Shankland's more of just a poacher, kind of goal scorer. scorer, but if we can provide the service for him, I think he'll take the opportunities.
So what's the plan then? Taking the game tomorrow, home after that, extend the trip, what's the...
Obviously it could be up in the air depending on how tomorrow night goes, but the original plan is going home on Sunday, aye.
Home on Sunday, hopefully with a spring in the step, Gordon Dale.
It's not great. Not great.
Well, having said that, I am truly loving this, and I don't mean to seem ungrateful, but I am thinking this is day one of 12. I don't know how we survive this. And then, if that's just the group stages, we don't know what happens thereafter. I'm worried about all of us, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm the same camp. It's incredible what's happened, Gordon. And I listen to so many people that are over here, and I always wonder, why would you go to a game if you didn't have a ticket? Now I know. Now the answer's there. The enjoyment, the atmosphere, everything about it, just to be here, is incredible.
Do you know what I think is remarkable? Is we're out about in Munich today, there are Scottish people everywhere. I say that tens and tens of thousands. Okay, so that's remarkable in itself. But what I really hadn't even thought of is I saw someone on Twitter who's based in Frankfurt, and apparently that's the same. How are there more of us? We're not even playing in Frankfurt, but apparently that's the same.
That's where we travelled through, and I can guarantee you there was a lot of Scottish folk there.
Mark, that genuinely, that's hard to imagine.
Who is left in Scotland, by the way? Is there anybody?
Hugh Evans.
I mean, just all over the country, and then when we go into Cologne, it's going to be the same. This full army will travel that way as well, and into Stuttgart to finish, and hopefully that just continues when we get out the group.
An incredible Gordon Dale, because we know that you're a man of culture as well, and someone was telling you that there's quite a few sites and landmarks in Cologne that you want to go and visit when you get out.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to take that up. A lot of people have given me a great bit of advice. I'm looking forward not just to Munich, to Cologne as well, and I can't wait. Mark and I will be visiting a few places.
I think I'm professionally obliged because the boss is sitting next to me to tell you that your expenses don't cover that sort of stuff, just so that you know. But Craig, you have been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Lovely to meet you. Enjoy the rest.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks very much. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All the guys that have joined us here have all got their own fan clubs.
That's
brilliant. They've all made good points, though, as well.
The power of this show, though, right? So I knew we would do a few things at once today because we've got callers back home. We've been to Kirkintilloch in the city centre and so on. We've had live guests here in this pub in Munich. We're now getting people calling up from Munich, from elsewhere in Munich, which is remarkable. So let's do it then, because Darren and Scott are somewhere in Munich. Where are you guys? Take us through it all.
Is it Austag? Austag is a campsite outside Munich.
Campsite outside Munich, that's good enough for me. Listen, don't worry, Gordon Dale will never remember the name of the campsite, so you don't need to worry about it, but tell us what the atmosphere has been like and how much you're looking forward to this week.
We left Bayliston yesterday morning, Dover, when we got to the store. And now we went into Munich today, now we're sitting having a few beers, just preparing ourselves because we've got tickets for the game tomorrow.
Wow, tickets, the golden tickets. Most people we've spoken to don't seem to have them. Mark Wilson, you're nodding your head because Darren's from Bayliston. That just makes me think you might know him.
I know this voice. Darren, how's it going?
Not bad, Mark. How are you doing?
How did you get a ticket? A guy from Bayliston get a ticket for the opening game of the Euros?
He's going and you're not Mark Wilson.
That's
how does that make you feel?
I mean, I thought my one cap might have got me in, but there we are. Me and Darren used to play down the pitches in Bayliston, Broomhouse, and it's mad to think that he's going to the opening game and I'll be sitting here.
That's incredible. So Mark Wilson went on to be a professional footballer, Gordon Dale, and still Darren's going to be closer to the opening game than he is.
It just shows you he's absolutely no fool whatsoever, this guy. He just walks about, talks to all the supporters, thinks he's Billy Big Time, and there's a guy out there in a tent, got a ticket, and he's not.
I'll share a quick anecdote from out here, Darren, in the city centre, Darren, that I think you'll like from today, and the people back home will definitely enjoy this, because Mark Wilson and Gordon Dl got approached by a journalist from BN Sports, okay, obviously based in the Middle East, very big company, based in the Middle East, and they asked to interview Mark Wilson and Gordon Dl, and the guy was speaking in his mother tongue, he wasn't speaking English, and you could hear him saying, Gordon Dl, Man City, Rangers, and Mark Wilson, Celtic. So clearly, no offence guys, he doesn't have a clue who you are,
but
what's happened is, he has seen Scotland fans getting pictures with you two, so he's asked your names, he's googled you, and he's then decided to interview as if you're former Scotland internationals when you've got one cap between you.
He was loving the Man City. A generation of Man City fans are now googling Gordon Dl.
When we walked away from the interview, the first thing he says, they never mentioned Bristol City.
That was only Celtic's Mark Wilson. He got Man City and Rangers.
Darren, what are you expecting on the pitch this week or this week and next?
I'm cleaned up for tomorrow. I think Big Shankman should be a target, man. Because we're going to be playing dinner a lot. So I reckon if we get a target man up there, just hold the ball up and keep it going. Then if we need a bit of space, then bring Adams on. But I think the rest of the team will speak for itself. I'm buzzing for this tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to hear I'd love to figure out the split. Maybe we should put a poll on social media. It feels really split between Shea Adams and Lauren Shankland, and it just depends sort of what Darren says on how you see the game plan, because someone earlier said Lauren Shankland is a poacher, but he is actually way more than that. If you watch him at all for Hearts, his link-up play is actually very good. However, that it's not just like you can only be those two things. So, ball into feet, Lauren Shankland, he can look after it and he can give it to other people. Shea Adams, though, maybe more likely to sort of run channels and bustle. What do you think's more important tomorrow?
I think the manager will go with Adams, Gordon. I think he needs a bit of more mobility up top. Maybe if we're under a little bit of pressure, turn the Germans, get in behind them. I think Adams has got the better pace. I'm a massive Shankland fan. I'd love to see him start. He'll play a big part in these Euros. Of that, there's no doubt. But tomorrow night against the German side, and if he wants to go and maybe press a little bit higher as well, I think Adam fits the bill for me.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. You know, and Darren makes good points. Shankland would be able to hold the ball up for us. He's a strong individual. To allow McGinn or a McTominay to get round about him. But I think it will be about turning Germany at every opportunity. And if you're going to do that, then you do need legs. And I'm not saying Adams is lightning quick, but he's certainly quicker and more mobile, in my opinion, than Shankland is. But I agree with Daz. I think Shankland will play a part. I think Adams will run his race and probably play for about 70 minutes, and if the game's still in the balance, then you'll see Shankland when we need a goal. But somebody made a good point earlier. Shankland needs service in the box as well. Will we have enough territory early on in the game to provide that? I'm not too sure. So Adams for me to start, Shankland to come on.
Yes, we're live here in Munich, of course. As you can hear, the atmosphere is building. Clyde One Super Scoreboard live from Scholars Lounge. The place is bouncing. Thank you to Darren, who's out there in the campsite in Munich as well. He's heading to the game, and we, because we're trying to cover all bases, are going to give you the inside track. We're going to get you some expert opinion on what Germany are going to do, and we will hear that next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West, 0141 951 1025, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
What a quick show it's been. It's been incredible. We're here live in Munich. Gordon Dl, Mark Wilson joining me, Gordon Duncan. We're taking some of your calls. We're getting live reaction from inside the pub here in Munich as well, and it is truly the place to be. We are going to bring in John from Motherwell in the not too distant future, but first, let's get you the inside track. Let's get you some expert opinion on what Germany are going to do tomorrow. Gabriel, our reporter, has been out and about, and here's what he came up with earlier on.
I'm here inside the Allianz Arena, one day out from European Championships. Just spoken to manager Steve Clarke and Julian Nagelsmann, and I'm joined by Archie Rinter, one of the UK's top voices in German football, Archie. We want to get a bit of the German perspective. How is the mood in the country coming into the Championships?
There's been a lot more anticipation
than there was, say, at the turn of the year. Those two friendlies that they had against the Netherlands and France, the return of Toni Kroos to the national team, along with new players being called up who've been performing well with Bayer Leverkusen and Stuttgart forming more of the team, albeit with the Stuttgart players not necessarily in the first 11, but that's given it a fresher feel. And yet then these two friendlies, which have come just before the tournament against Ukraine and Greece, have dampened the mood a bit. I think that Germans are a bit more realistic about how they're performing the tournament than before. Usually I think they would have said we'll reach the final four, but right now, even though there are calls from the media, or predictions at least from Matthias Sammer and Lothar Matthäus, that Germany will become European champions, I think the majority are on the back foot after what's happened in the last few major tournaments.
I'm not going to ask you who the players to watch are, because everyone knows who Toni Kroos is, but what should we look out for? What style of play will Germany bring tomorrow?
Julian Nagelsmann has always played an entertaining, attacking style of football. That has been his brand. The question is, can he match it with having enough of a clinical touch in the team? And there are risks which are being taken. Pairing Jamal Musiala of Bayern Munich and Florian Wirtz of Bayer Leverkusen together in attacking midfield is something that looks like it would work if you were playing fantasy football. But in a team, in an international team who doesn't have that much time to gel together, as much as those two may like each other, there's, I think, a question mark as to whether that produces the goods for them. There are also lots of comments being passed on Manuel Neuer right now, even though he is undoubtedly one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time. He's not been in sparkling form recently, and with Germany they have riches to choose from, Marc-André ter Stegen being probably the best number two goalkeeper in the world. So I think seeing whether it clicks with Wirtz and Musiala is the thing that I'll be looking out for the most.
Just finally, how are the people in this country, how the media, how the team viewing Scotland and tomorrow's game?
I think Scotland have been underestimated a little bit, and more than before, there's this, I'd say, atmosphere of forgetfulness about how they've started the last three major tournaments, which has been with a defeat. And I think that there could probably be a little bit more caution. That has been creeping in a little bit more in the last few days. But I think that whilst my thoughts about 10 days ago was it's 8 out of 10 that Germany would win, I'm now down to about a 6.5 because of international football and the nature of it. And when you've been in club football mode and watching it for so long, you can forget that actually the thing that club teams have on their side, i.e. time, is not here, and that does narrow the margins a lot. And I think particularly in an international tournament, you're not able to play the sort of expansive football successfully that you can at club level, and it's whether Germany can balance that out tomorrow night.
Brilliant. Archie Rin took the lowdown on Germany.
Yeah, that's a man that knows the German team inside out, Mark Wilson, and it was an amazing journey that, because rhyming off the players, Musiala and Wirtz, and what they're doing at club level, and then saying he's only a 6.5 out of 10 that Germany are going to win the game, I don't know how that's going to pan out, but fair play.
Yeah, well, you look at Germany over the years, they've not been at their typical best, but I think I mentioned Kroos earlier, coming out of retirement, they're certainly starting to find their way. Now they've got world-class players, and what a 26 places above us in the FIFA rankings. They're there for a reason. Probably one of the lowest that they've been ranked, but they'll be determined to put that right, especially in home soil, which makes them dangerous opponents.
It just feels like it shifted a bit, Gordon. When the draw was made, it was great because they were the hosts, but there was a perception that it was maybe the weakest sort of pot one team you could have got. Since then, though, the season that Bayer Leverkusen have had, the emergence of some of those players, some of those friendly
performances, and I know they're only friendlies, but what they did against France and the Netherlands, it feels like it started to be a bit more of a formidable proposition in the last few months.
We're not kidded here, Gordon. This is going to be a very difficult opening match for us and our group. But they have got talented players. They've got world-class players. You just wonder, as a team, are they that sort of team that will come out and obviously dominate most of the game? I don't think they are.
Now, I'm pleased to say not only are we taking calls, we've got live reaction from Munich here as well. Next up, we've got John from Motherwell. How are you, John?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Having an amazing time, to say the least, when we're out in Munich. And what I would say is we're absolutely buzzing. I would say the least, we're absolutely buzzing for the game. But obviously, we're Scottish and we're pessimistic and we know it's coming ahead of us, but we want to see the Scotland team do as well as we can do. So, you know, like, fingers crossed.
I feel like I've seen a lot of optimism, and John's right, there's that kind of natural Scottish pessimism. So I don't know how those two are fighting out against each other. I think Gordon DL just wanted John on because he's a Motherwell fan, so he's absolutely in good company. What was the journey like? Where did you come from? What's the last few days been like?
The journey was the worst part, absolutely. So we came from Amsterdam. So we went from Edinburgh to Amsterdam, and then we went from Amsterdam to Stuttgart, and then Stuttgart down to Munich. But do you know what? It's been an absolute pleasure. The Scotland fans have been absolutely amazing. Like, you can't say a single bad thing about any of the fans that have been here. They've been fantastic, and do you know what? I've had the best time.
Tickets for the game, or just soaking up the atmosphere?
Do you know what? Unfortunately, we don't have tickets to the game, but we're going to the fan zone, and I think it's going to be amazing.
You can't the same. And a score prediction to finish us off then.
Oh, scary. I think it's going to be 2-1 Scotland. You have to say it.
The sound of it. Okay, man. John, thank you very much.
Thank
you can
much.
Go and enjoy the rest of your
boys.
Night. That
thank
was John in Motherwell giving us his thoughts. And it's almost showtime, Mark Wilson. Do you know what I'm almost struggling with in my head is that it's going to be even more mental tomorrow. I can't imagine how it gets more mental, but it will be.
Well, there'll be people arriving all through this evening, tomorrow all through the day, so this square of Munich is going to be even busier. It'll be even busier here around the stadium, so there's much more to come. I'm just sitting there wondering, is there another country that carries a fan base like this, that so many travelling fans come over, knowing fine well they're not going to see any game apart from on a TV or a big screen? I very much doubt there is.
Yeah, it's only day one, Gordon. It's been an absolutely fantastic experience from 5:30 this morning. We've just soaked it in, everybody. We've been all around the city. We've spoken to the fans. Tonight in the show, they're so excited. They're absolutely having a ball. So it's up to Steve Clarke and the lads tomorrow to go out there and really do us proud.
Do you know what I'm loving, Mark, as well? Just the sort of random faces from Scottish football that you're seeing. We kicked off the show with Kilmarnock defender Robbie Dees. I can see he's still having a good time by the looks of it. It's a funny apple juice, that. It's a funny apple juice.
He actually wants back on.
I don't know if Derek McInnes is listening. I can now spot someone else who's not even Scottish. You were at Celtic with this man, Michael McGovern, goalkeeper Hamilton Accies in Livingston recently, and Hearts and Norwich and so on. Well-known goalkeeper in the SPFL over the years. He's not even a Scot, but he's an adopted one. He's here with his young children as well. They're enjoying it. There are just so many people here taking it all in and just not wanting to miss out on this.
Well, it's just a major event, and if you're any sort of football fan from your shores, of course you want to come and take part in this. I keep saying this is my first experience. You can see why people have travelled here just to be part of this atmosphere, knowing fine well that they're not going to get into the stadiums, but to be part of this is something special. And there'll be loads more footballers out there using their downtime, looking forward to pre-season, but spending their time doing their fitness work in the streets of Munich.
Yeah, Gordon, I noticed, like, on social media is great for this. Brian Graham's heading over. I saw Keith Lasley. You know, it just feels like everybody in Scottish football wants a piece of this.
Yeah, everybody wants to be here, Gordon. We don't come too often. The Tartan Army's here. All the ex-players are here. Players from the Scottish Premier League are here. It's amazing who we're bumping into. We've seen the Aberdeen owner today, and yeah, he's here soaking in.
Conspicuous, wasn't he? Pink shorts, white shirt, pair of loafers on.
Very white teeth.
Stood out like a sore thumb in that square.
That's a man who spends a lot of time in the States when you've got teeth like that.
He's here to soak it in as well. I met an old favourite, an old Hearts favourite, Billy Brown. He used to be an assistant manager to Jim Jeffries for years. Great talking to these characters. They're over, enjoy it, they're loving it, and it's brilliant for them to be around.
Yeah, it really is. And then Mark Wilson, it's just going to be so fascinating to watch that tomorrow it will remain party time, and then the main event, the event that in some ways we've been building up to for decades, in other ways we've been building up to since we qualified or since the draw was made. It is just going to be a day for the ages, but then there's a job to do.
Well, I think party time for the Tartan Army will dwindle a bit at 6 p.m. when the stadium opens. However, for the players, serious heads are on tonight. It's going to be difficult for them to get to sleep knowing what's ahead, and then tomorrow the kickoff, 9 p.m. this time. That's a long day for the players that have to deal with it, but they'll be looking forward to it.
Gordon Dale, you and Mark Wilson didn't get much sleep last night because you're idiots and you left the window open and you've got a railway right behind your room, but that's neither here nor there. How will these players even attempt to sleep tonight?
Yeah, I don't care where you played or what level you played at, Gordon. When you represent your country and you're looking at what's happening here in Munich, the Scottish fans, the numbers that they've turned out, where they've travelled from, you will get into this game and there will be butterflies. But listen, Steve Clark has got a good bunch of guys there, well organised. He'll do the country proud.
Well, I have to say that's the end of one of the most memorable shows we'll ever do here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live from Munich on the eve of a European Championship where Scotland will take on Germany in the opening game. I was going to say it doesn't get much better than that, except it does, and it gets better than that tomorrow. We will be live on air giving you all the build-up to the big game here in Munich. We will take you through every kick of the ball if you need it, and hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood, do whatever you need to do, there is a positive result to celebrate at the end of it. Keep your eyes peeled, keep your eyes focused on our social media. So much good content to come from Munich throughout the day. For now, it is a good night from us. Sleep well, and we'll speak to you from Munich tomorrow.